You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Part of National's 100-day plan is to scrap the clean car rebate scheme. They've been calling it a ute tax and a kick in the gut for Kiwi farmers and tradies. But utes are becoming increasingly popular for citygoers, where two-thirds of trips in utes are not work-related. I talked to Timothy Welch from the University of Auckland to discuss why it's such a priority for National and what comes from removing it. What is the ute tax and what is its purpose?
Well, the ute tax is really kind of a derogatory term that's attached to the clean car discount. When that came into effect a bit over a year ago, the idea was to incentivize the purchase of electric vehicles by rebating some of that purchase price back to buyers. And at the same time, an additional fee was charged to people who were buying what's called excessive polluting vehicles, so vehicles that were over a certain amount of pollution or CO2 per kilometer would get an extra fee. And that's where that came in, because the utes and SUVs are typically the vehicles that produce the most emissions.
And so was this working for changing buyer behavior?
Yeah, what we saw before the clean car discount is that the ute sales were going up. They've always been high. They're kind of one of the highest selling vehicles in New Zealand. But as that fee came into effect, the sales started to level off a bit. So there was certain some effect there. We also saw some growth in the sales of electric vehicles as well. So there's certainly movements in both directions.
One thing I do have to say is I can't imagine tradies will want to be stacking their hardware in a Toyota Aqua. Is there any emissions light alternatives for these tradies?
There are things coming on that certainly would help tradies. But the reality is the number of people that use a ute or an SUV to transport five or six people or to carry tools is a very small number compared to the people that drive a ute by themselves with nothing in it. So the vast majority of that use is really not for trade purposes. There's certainly, we could do more work to carve out exceptions for people who do use them for work, and there are other countries that have put in work to make that possible. It's just a matter of doing more paperwork and more monitoring of the program.
National's transport spokesperson Simeon Brown said that Labor announced they were, quote, increasing the ute tax to pay for wealthy Kiwis to continue to get subsidies for Teslas as a kick in the gut for Kiwi farmers and tradies. So I guess my question is, what is your reaction to that, and was there any truth behind that reasoning?
That's been a common line, that this is really a Tesla subsidy. And the reasoning behind that is that Teslas are the highest selling electric vehicle in New Zealand. They're certainly very expensive. And the clean car discount helped a lot of people that were kind of on the bubble of whether they would get another expensive car or a Tesla. And certainly the clean car discount has its problems in not being means tested, which means there's no kind of income threshold. It's not helping lower income people buy cars. So there's certainly some validity to the idea that it's helping wealthier people buy cars, but it's also bringing in more electric vehicles to the people who typically put on more kilometers per year. So it's a bit more nuanced than Simeon would lead us to believe.
Why do you believe this is such an immediate issue for National to tackle?
It's one of their early promises. It's a very visible tax and subsidy. So it's something that they've been talking a lot about, and it would be something they could easily take away and would, in essence, show an early campaign promise coming to fruition. The problem is that the clean car discount is actually widely popular in New Zealand. Polling shows over and over that it's actually something that people like, and so taking it away is more or less taking away something that people have supported for a few years now.
And if they do decide to ditch this scheme, would it be replaced by anything? Have they talked about any alternatives?
The idea is that instead of having a subsidy for EVs and a fee for utes, is that they would install several thousand chargers, EV chargers, around the country to make it easier to charge your vehicle. Chargers are an important part of electrification, but I don't think it'll incentivize people to not buy a ute and buy an EV instead.
If we're talking about utes themselves, how do utes jeopardize road safety?
Well, utes are problematic in a few ways. So they've been getting larger and larger each year, and they're also getting heavier all the time. And the problem when they get taller is the visibility for the driver is reduced. So there are all sorts of tests that have been done across the world where they line children up in front of the ute to see how far out they can actually see someone. And it takes several meters before a child becomes visible. So that visibility is a big problem. They're also really tall in the front. So when they do impact with someone on a bike or someone walking, it usually leads to severe head injuries and death more often. And that large size also means they have more kinetic energy. So when they are in a crash with a person or with another vehicle, the damage is much more significant.
Yeah, because I've seen talk about this going on in the US in particular, about the rise in road collisions causing deaths. Have we seen anything like that in New Zealand?
I mean, the data is kind of messy right now, so we have seen an upward trend, or at least a trend that hasn't gone down, even as we implement policies in terms of the number of road deaths. They've gone up since 2020, when they kind of fell to a low for a while. And so we're seeing those numbers creep up again, and that'll be worrisome if we're starting to see more large vehicles on the road again.
That was Timothy Welch on National's plan to remove the clean car rebate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.